Queendom. Welcome to another episode of the New York City K-Pop Queens podcast. I'm your co-host, Emily.
And I'm your co-host, Charity.
Charity, we've made it to 45 episodes. Woo-hoo! Can you believe it?
That's a nice number.
Yeah, 45 episodes. Amazing. Big shout out to the Queendom that's been with us from day one. Welcome to our new listeners. If you're here for the first time, we're excited to have you. Give us a follow on social media. NYC K-Pop Queens, Instagram and Twitter. Slide into the DMs. Say hi. We're here to be friends and build community. So please give us a shout and give us a follow. Want to give a shout out to our loyal Queendom who's been listening, following us, and voting in polls. We do polls every week. Stuff comes up and we really appreciate getting your opinions. I think that's what's so fun about the K-pop community. We're all so passionate and we'll fight over favorite songs, outfits, and all that stuff. So it's like a fun experience. We'll get to this week's polls in a second, but I want to give you a rundown of what episode 45 is going to look like. If I sound a little out of it today, it's because my alt, Bacon, released a mini album called Bambi. And of course, we're going to do a full review. Of course, we're going to talk about it. It has been an emotional week for Bacon lovers. There's a lot going on. We're going to get into it. Amazing, happy and sad. So much to talk about. So we're starting the show with Bacon. We're also going to give some flowers to EXO bandmate Chanyeol. We want to kind of talk about what he's been up to the past few weeks. Cosmic Girls have a new album. We're going to give you our full review of that. Jackson Wang has a new song and music video out. Of course, we have to talk about it. BTS has been very, very busy. They did an amazing special interview and show that we kind of wanted to break down, give our opinions and thoughts, performed a couple songs. It was very cool. And then there's a new BTS teaser. We're getting new BTS music next week. So you know we have to talk about it.
So exciting.
Oh my goodness. KCON, a lot of our favorites performed. Wonho had a concert this weekend. We're going to discuss Wavision has come to an end. We'll give you a recap. Plus, there's tons of news. It's K-pop. It's the K-pop world. We always have tons of news. We'll get to our song of the week. Tons to talk about tonight, Charity. First, how are you doing?
I'm good. I am happy that it's starting to be springtime in the city. It's very nice. How are you?
Same. Although the weather today is like crappy and dreary.
Yeah, it's a little dreary. But still, I like it.
We've had some sun and that always kind of like, there's so much hope with the sun and spring and okay, we're coming out of winter. Shout out to spring. I'm telling you, I'm depressed. I'm a little down because of this Bacon news.
Ugh, yeah.
It's a tough week for Bacon lovers. But first, before we get there, because there's a lot to celebrate, really quickly, let's go over the poll results from last week. So again, if you're not following us on social media, NYC K-Pop Queens, Instagram and Twitter. On Twitter, we post these questions. We'd love to hear the opinion of the Queendom. So please chime in. Last week, we reviewed a new girl group called Purple Kiss, and they definitely had a darker concept, the song, the video, the whole vibe. So we asked, you know, what you thought of their debut album concept, if you liked it, if you didn't, do you love the dark or do you prefer cute? And 82% loved the dark concept. Ooh. So yeah, I think... not surprising.
Yeah. It's our aesthetic.
We liked it. Yeah. I think we tend to go towards the darker stuff as opposed to the cute. So if you're listening to the podcast, you might have similar opinions to us. So thank you for voting in that one. We also, last week we did a really fun segment centered on OSTs, original soundtrack songs from primarily K-dramas. And we were curious how many of you in the Queendom watch K-dramas. You know, we didn't know if that segment would go over well, if people would be interested. Obviously, there was a huge K-pop crossover with it. But still, we were kind of nervous and curious, is this something that vibes with the Queendom? And luckily, Charity, 83% of our listeners watch K-dramas.
Ooh, nice.
So,
that's surprising.
Yeah. I think K-pop, K-dramas, it's just such a wonderful world. And not surprising, but kind of a pleasantly surprised, I would say, because we never know when we're doing these kind of special episodes if people are going to vibe with it or not. So it just really helps us to see, oh, yeah, Queendom likes K-dramas too. Very cool. Thank you all so, so much for voting in that. Again, follow us, NYC K-pop Queens. We always post our polls and you can vote in something for next week. Before we get into bacon, really quickly, let's do some shout outs. We see where you're listening from every week. It's very, very cool to keep track of the queendom all over the world, who's tuning in. So shout out to our queendom in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, Pine Hills, Florida, Calabasas, California, Wakefield, New York, Shaw, Washington, Iran, Finland. Always a big shout out to our loyal listeners in Mexico, Canada, and France. We see you every week and we're overwhelmed with the queendom from Mexico, Canada, and France. Thank you so, 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 so much for tuning in, for coming back every week, and for being part of our queendom. We're really happy to have everyone. We appreciate you. We love you. And for new listeners, if you don't know, queendom is the name that we affectionately, that's how we refer to our listeners. That's the listener name of the New York City K-pop queens. Okay, enough of all the intro stuff. It's time to get into it. My alt, love of my life, bacon. Okay, I'm just going to get it out of the way. We're going to talk about something that's not fun because clearly I'm depressed about it and it's going. I can't hold it in anymore, Charity. So Bacon, when this came out a couple weeks ago that he was releasing another mini album, I think we mentioned on the show, wow, like a lot of Bacon content. Mm-hmm. We just had something from him. This feels like I'm never going to complain, but wow. And then Bacon got on V Live to let us know why. Bacon is enlisting very, very soon. So soon that we're not really going to get a proper promotion for this album. So to me, that means in the next couple weeks, I would say maximum a month. But in April, Bacon's enlisting.
Ugh. Guys, when I found out, I was like, Emily, we need to get you drunk. Because... it's the only way to cope.
Oh my God. Ugh. Like devastated. I know it seems so ridiculous to be devastated because we knew this was coming. Like, obviously, but this is what happens.
Because it's not like a date of like, this is going to happen. You're just like, oh, we don't talk about it. Maybe magically it just will go away.
Yes, exactly. Like, oh, well, that's happening anyways. Yeah. But it is happening. Like the reality really hit when he was on there. And in true Bacon fashion, you know, everyone was upset and sad. And he kept saying, don't be sad. Like, it's totally fine. I worked really hard so I can leave you guys with a lot of stuff while I'm gone. So I think we'll get music and videos and content while Bacon's gone. And then he started like doing impersonations and being really funny and witty and typical Bacon, always trying to cheer everyone up and keep the mood light. But ouch.
Just like someone else I know.
Hey. Yeah. Yes. We're very similar. We really are.
Really, really. If you guys don't know what Emily's like, very similar to Bacon.
Watch Bacon's Be Live listening to his album. That's me. I guess that's why I love him. No, I love Bacon so much. And, you know, we know it's part of the deal. I think it's sad that he's, in my opinion, he's really reaching his potential now. And what he could do over the next couple of years would be phenomenal. So it really sucks in the middle of your career. You have to leave. I understand it. It's part of the deal. We get it. But that doesn't mean we like it. Yeah. And it's going to be so rough. It's going to be so rough because I'm so used to seeing Bacon all the time, you know, so used to all of this content and seeing him all the time. To just have him like disappear. Oh, I can't do it. Nope. Not going to be good. Warning for the queendom. It's going to be, I don't know. There could be a dark roller coaster ahead for the show. Who knows? Who knows? So I just had to say that because I couldn't talk about this album with that looming in the background that we haven't talked about the enlistment yet. So Bacon is enlisting. It sucks. We're hurting. I'm really, it's affecting me way too much. But it's okay because we have a lot of great music and there's a lot to celebrate and we want to celebrate this because wow, is Bacon going out with a bang.
Yeah.
Wow. So the album is called Bambi. It's a mini album. Bacon said it was going to be kind of love R&B songs. Wow. Okay. First single, Bambi, music video. Charity, what are your thoughts?
Okay. I am obsessed with this album, which we'll get into all the other songs, but this is exactly what I have wanted. Oh my goodness. literally, like, he just pulled out of my head.
Yeah.
My two favorite things, 90s R&B and K-pop, and he put it all in one beautiful package.
Yeah.
Okay, I love the video. I thought he was a cool gangsta, and I love that. I do want to say one thing. Why was he stepping in front of the train to get a coin?
Because to show that he's cool and not scared of things. Okay, he's fearless.
Okay. He is fearless. We all know I love a good water scene of any kind. He gave us the rain scene on top of the train, which I love.
The drama.
Drama. And then the singing. And then he's so emotional. He's such a good actor. Like, he's so
just
extra. Like, he just really goes for it. I loved the choreography. Love the choreography in it. He does this one thing where he's getting out of the chair and he does this, like, this hip thrust thing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Of course I do.
Oh my God. Loved it. Yeah. Yeah. I love the slow guitar and the intro and how warm and soulful his voice is. And that song, well, all the songs, but especially this song. Oh, I just loved it. I was obsessed. I played this album so many times, nonstop.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can only imagine how you're feeling. He's not even my old and I'm obsessed. So,
well, it's just, I mean, you can take away the visuals and everything about it and just listen to the music and it's phenomenal. Like you said, amazing. We'll get into the album in a second. I think the single is really cool. I think it's a sexy, cool song. I love the guitar strings. It's really, really nice. Just the vocal gymnastics that he does on it. And what I love about Bacon, it doesn't feel like it. It doesn't feel like you can hear him trying hard, if that makes sense. It's not, let me do this and let me do this and let me do this run to show off my voice. He just makes it so seamless and effortless. But what he's doing is phenomenal. Like, phenomenal. Very sexy lyrics. Like, we know you're grown, Bacon. We get it. Really, like, wow. Okay. I loved the choreography. I loved it. My only complaint is the music video was so dark. I couldn't see a lot.
Yeah.
And like, I wanted a spotlight on those hips during certain parts.
Right.
Like there could have been a spotlight. We need bright lights. I want the brightest lights possible. Like, in person, those dark, sexy lights are cool. But guess what? For a music video like this, if I was directing it, I would have been like, I want like the brightest floodlights. I just want it to be the brightest lighting. That would have made it for me. I feel like Bacon had a lot of direction in this video. He wanted to do this like bad boy, sexy on a train thing.
You could totally tell that he definitely had a hand in this.
Yes. I'm not sure if it's my favorite Bacon music video. I was a little bit like, what's going on here? And I didn't. Ugh. I have to be honest about something. Boy, did I hate that hat. I hate it. I hate that hat so much. I'm sorry, but like SM needs to retire these 90s cowboy hats from the set of Wild Wild West with Will Smith and Kevin Kline. That's what it looks like to me. They look like extras from the Wild Wild West music video from that movie in the 90s. I hate these stupid hats. We saw Kai in one. We saw Minnow Shiny was wearing one, and now Bacon's wearing one. Stop with the stupid hats. I've had it.
Remember, Bacon said when he saw Kai's video
I remember. He's like, outfit. Ooh, cool. And he, the same thing with Shiny. He was so impressed with the outfits. And that worried me. That really was a red flag for my relationship with Bacon. I was like, I don't know about that. Maybe we're not so much alike because I hate stupid hats.
But he really thought he was cool in this video. He was really feeling himself. He really was.
You could tell. And like, but I hate those hats so much. I also think it did a disservice to him because you couldn't see like his face. It was just like the lighting was dark. You couldn't see his face. I get that he wanted to do the cool, sexy vibe. I think you can do cool and sexy with brighter lights and no hat. So just throwing that out there.
What about if he had had a fedora?
No. Oh, for God's sakes, no. Oh, jeez, Charity. What? No. 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 Oh, my God. Oh, no. Charity, please, no.
I sported one back in the day. I did. Charity. When I would go out, I would wear one.
All right. A lot of people did. Okay. I don't want to say, I'm not hating everyone that's ever worn a fedora. I'm sure I had one.
I still wear them on beach vacations. You've seen my one fedora that I wear. It's like a straw one.
Well, okay. All right, Charity. Charity loves fedoras, everyone. I do not. And I do not want to see any of my favorite K-pop idols in fedoras. No. This is not Backstreet Boys, As Long As You Love Me. Like, I do, like, okay, it worked then. But I think maybe we all need to transition and just get away from it. Just get it. Let's all just get away from hats in general. If you want to wear a hat, there's two acceptable hats. A baseball cap, always cute and stylish. Or if it's winter, fine. You have to wear a hat in the winter. We're from the East Coast. It's cold. Those are fine. But if you're just wearing hats, like fedoras and like this awful 90s cowboy hat leather thing that Bacon wore. No, people, I've got to put my foot down on this. We are in 2021. We're not doing it. I will fight. I'm Charity. No more fedoras. And I'm telling you that SM stylist better. I really hope the SM stylists are listening because they've been some misses recently. I hated the styling. In Shiny's video, this would have been fine. That cowboy hat thing was just a nightmare for me. Nightmare. I was so upset when I saw the teaser pictures. I thought, no, this cannot be happening. Our last music video, he's going to be wearing that hat.
I feel like it was a cross between a fedora and a cowboy hat.
The worst. It's like they literally went into my brain and found what hat does Emily think is the ugliest? Oh, here we go. Oh, joke's on you. Ha ha ha. I cannot believe it. So for me, the hat really, I did not like it in case you guys can't tell. Sorry for the hour log. I hate this hat, but I'm not sorry because I hate it. Obviously, we're going to have to ask you guys what you think about it.
Yeah. This is a good one.
And everyone will vote that they love it. No, that's what happens when we have these conversations on the podcast. PSA. Just because you like the artist doesn't mean you have to vote that you loved their horrible, horrible styling in a specific video. I love Bacon. I hate hats. Not all hats, but cowboy hat fedora mixes. not the look, not the vibe.
Guys, if you're going to ask Emily on a date, do not wear that.
Oh, can you imagine? I'm not going out with you. You look like an idiot. I'd be so humiliated. Oh my God. I would just say, I'm not doing this. That's like, ridiculous.
I think your hat blew away. Sorry.
I would just throw it out the window and say, that's ridiculous. You're not wearing that again. Okay.
Oh,
no, you're not wearing it now. You guys, we've got
Why
it.
Why are you so funny?
I'm not. I'm angry that my alt is wearing a stupid hat in the last video before he enlists. Like, whoever did this, forgiveness will not be easy. I am very upset with you. But I digress because everything else about the song, everything about the album, knocked it out of the park. If a hat is the only bad thing, this is like album of the year. I'm not just saying it because he's my alt. Again, a takeaway looking at him and everything else about Bacon. If somebody just played me this as a demo, yeah. Let's get into the album. I want to kind of say I loved it from the beginning because I think the opening song really sets the tone that this is going to be a neo-soul album with a little bit of a jazz flair, right?
Yeah, 1000%.
He definitely gets into more jazzy stuff than traditional neo soul, but like that vibe is so, so strong in this album. And I think it's what he should be doing. I think his style, his tone, and kind of his natural taste, what he's attracted to musically, fits this genre so, so well. I know you're a huge fan of it. I'm a huge, huge fan. For those of you who don't know, like neo soul, it was just kind of a term that was coined in the 90s.
Like late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah. Yeah, new soul R&B music. So it wasn't like the 90s R&B. It was something different and almost alternative. Mm-hmm. So you have like Erykah Badu, Raphael Sadiq,
Maxwell. I've definitely spoken about him many times.
For sure. D'Angelo.
Oh, D'Angelo. Yeah. Yeah.
It was just this different vibe that I still find so pleasing to the ears. Oh my God, such cool grooves. There's just a different thing. So if you guys aren't familiar, we'll put some songs on the playlist. Neo soul is so, so, so good. And this album fits that genre. And I think that's really cool for a Korean artist to do that.
I've never seen a Korean artist do that.
I haven't either.
Correct us if we're wrong, but I have
not. Well, I think we could be. So we have to be careful saying that because there is a lot of Korean soul, soul R&B singers.
Yes.
So I think the vibe is out there, but I've never heard a K-pop person do this.
Yes. Yes. That's what I meant. Yes. A K-pop person.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've never heard a K-pop person really go into a neo soul vibe. We hear a lot of R&B. We hear a lot of R&B and hip hop and every other genre, but this is a very specific pocket.
My favorite pocket. Oh my God.
And this whole album, he hits it. He hits it. Yes. I've got to get there first because he's my alt.
Oh yeah. No, go for it, please.
Okay. So I like Bambi. I think it's really good. The whole album's good. Like I said, I love Love Scene is the first song. It's a really cool opener. It sets the tone for this neo soul jazzy album. And I liked the lyrics, the whole love story about like, he says stuff like, sounds like a line from a movie. This looks like a scene from a movie. It really paints the picture. And I think it lets you know what this album's going to be about. Again, a lot of good songs, but there's one song on the album to me that is so superior, not just for the album, not just for a Bacon song, but like in the world of music, this is the song. It's so freaking good. And I have a feeling you'll agree with me because we both are very, very into this genre and love Maxwell. The opening, I thought I was listening to Lifetime by Maxwell. The opening is so similar, right? And yes. I'm talking about All I Got.
Yes.
It is phenomenal. This song, I'm going to go ahead and say this is probably my favorite Bacon song of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I was just blown away. And I'm like, is that Bacon or is that Maxwell? And it's romantic. It's sexy. It's serving vocals. This, again, shows what he can do and who he is as an artist. The range, the chorus. It's so sexy, but also romantic. He's giving all I got. Like he really, it's such a great love song. This song is a whole vibe and I'm obsessed with it. Obsessed. I've babbled long enough about Bacon. Sorry, everyone. Charity, give me your album picks. Let's talk about the album.
I had the same picks. Love Scene, I loved. I love that he sings in such a low, sexy octave.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I can't. Then All I Got is hands down one of my favorite K-pop songs ever.
Right?
It is so phenomenal. The fact that he can sing in that beautiful falsetto, that is not easy to sing that way.
And
it is such a hard octave to hit that he can sing in that falsetto and then have such a, like, go into such a low octave. Oh my gosh. This is probably my favorite K-pop song ever. Like any song that anyone's done.
Wow.
Because this music feeds my soul. Neo soul is my jam. So this whole album, oh my God, like it made me so happy because I haven't really had new kind of neo soul content for a very long time. There really hasn't been a lot of new stuff. People have kind of moved away from it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I live for it. Like it is my favorite. So, this album was phenomenal. It is literally my favorite album of the year.
Oh, for sure. It's front to back. All the songs are so great. And yeah, like when you talk about him holding like that falsetto, he also holds it out. He doesn't just hit the note. He does vocal gymnastics while he's in that octave. That's like, there are very, very few singers that can do that, guy or girl. And again, he just seamlessly goes in and out of all of that, from the low to the high. It's so pleasing to the ear. He never yells. It doesn't feel like a trying to show what a great singer I am. It feels like there's still some really nice control and restraint. Just an amazing, amazing vocalist. And I mean, this blew away my expectations. I was a little bit like, I don't know if I want to hear just like love R&B songs. My initial thought, if I'm being honest, was, ooh, that could be kind of boring. I hope it's good. I had no idea. I had no idea he was going to give us a more neo-soul Maxwell-tinged sound. And this is it. Like, to me, this is just the best music. It's so freaking good.
This is his best work.
I think so too. And there's a lot, like, there's a lot of good songs. I Cry for Love, breakup song, poor Bacon.
I know. Who's breaking his heart?
Probably me when I told him his hat was stupid. Sorry.
This is true. This is true.
Sorry. I could be a little too opinionated at times. Sorry, but I really did like it. It's a very mature album. It's very much about like the feelings of being in love. It feels really full circle and grown and mature.
Amusement Park was on it too. We talked about that before.
Yeah, we've reviewed Amusement Park. It's a great album.
Yeah.
It's a great, great album. Bacon.
Oh, goodness. Oh, I love it so much.
And you know what I love about it? We're not just Bacon fangirls, right? Bacon is looked at in the industry as one of the best, if not the best. And I loved it looking at social media yesterday after this came out, because so many people posted about him. So Segman, the one we call Sunbeam from Stray Kids. If you guys listen, you hear us call him Sunbeam all the time. Sunbeam posted, "The God of K-pop is back." And it's like, oh. And I can see like younger singers would try to emulate what Bacon does. Xiaojun from Wavy posted this thing that said, "What's your goal, Xiaojun?" And he just posted Bacon.
Aww.
Yeah. And then like Haechan said, "Bambi is so good." Doyoung was hyping it up. He was like, "I'm working out and I want to listen to Bacon, but I feel like I need to fully pay attention to it. So I'm going to wait till I'm home." And then later was like, "It's so good, you guys." Like, it's really cute. And those are, you know, from different labels too. Like, of course, those last three, those are SM guys. And of course, you would look up to Bacon. But Sunbeam, that's a JYP guy. Hongsuk from Pentagon posted about it last night, saying this song is so good. I just think like, it's nice to see Bacon get the respect from his peers and from the industry, because if you think about K-pop vocalists, and take out everything else, take out your favorites, your bias, how they look, what songs you like, just think about the vocal talent. Is there anyone better than Bacon?
I mean, I don't think so. And I have a lot of favorites, but he's just, his voice is just, it's so warm and emotional and soulful, and the tone of it. I don't know anyone that has that kind of warm tone.
It's the like the color of his voice.
Yeah, yeah.
You can be a phenomenal vocalist and also have soul and be technically trained, but you can't replicate someone else's tone and kind of color.
Yeah.
And his is very distinct and just so pleasing to the ear. There's something there that's like, oof, oof. Really great K-pop vocalists. They have the higher tones for sure, the high notes and very clear voices sometimes, but there's not that, you said it best, the warmth. There's something there with him that is just talent, talent, talent. Phenomenal album. I want to listen to it. We've talked so much about it. Let's play a clip of Bambi, or as Bacon says, like Bambi. Bambi. A lot of times. Bambi. Bambi. Let's play a clip of Bambi from Bacon. You're my only Bambi, Bambi. 너와 떠올리는 밤이 내려와 Bambi, Bambi. 우리 저 촉촉하게
yakshay bami sedoro bami bam bami 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 bam bami bami bami. You're so precious, I can take it. You are dreamy bami bami, yeah.
So good.
Yeah, really cool. Really cool. Oh,
blown away, Bacon. Blown away.
Yeah. Congratulations to Bacon for putting this mm-hmm. out. There's something so exciting when somebody realizes their talent and you get to witness it, right?
Yeah.
I think this is such a wonderful showcase for his talent and who he is as an artist. It's all coming together.
Mm-hmm.
Really exciting to see. And unfortunately, we're not going to get to see a lot more for a while. So we'll talk about it when it happens, because I'll probably be inconsolable and crying the whole episode. But Bacon's just a special light. He's a special light in this world, and he's a special talent. And I'm so happy that we get to this music and we get to listen to this, because, yeah, this is an album I'm going to be playing all the time.
Yeah, for sure.
It's one of those ones you just put on and let go, do whatever. It's just a really, really great album. And I loved watching him on his BeLive when he was listening to it. Bacon is so funny. He sits there and like eats a whole like carton of strawberries while he's singing, like with his mouth full. And then I liked it when he just starts like doing impersonations from movies, and then he plays songs and sings along to them. Honestly, my favorite part was when Kai's came on. Yes. And he just gets up and starts doing that awkward dance.
Gosh.
And then he's like, oh, I'm tired. That's hard. He's so funny. He's just such a charming, charming guy. Congratulations to Bacon. Congratulations to all the Bacon lovers like us and like me. We got an amazing album. Bambi is so, so good. So Bacon wanted to leave us with good music. So when we miss him and we're sad, we have this. And yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if he could have done anything better than this. It's so good. So thank you so much to Bacon and congratulations to him. Phenomenal album. Let's move on to Bacon's bandmate, Chanyeol from EXO. He was in a movie, you know, did really well at the box office, and he wrote a song for it called Break Your Box. So I was surprised by this because I'm so used to him being like the rapper of EXO. Mm-hmm. But when you see him outside of it, he always has a guitar with him. And I feel like, oh, this is kind of who he really is.
Yeah.
And that song, what did you think about it?
I was surprised. It was really cool to see him that way, because he usually comes off as like the suave, cool rapper.
And yeah.
He's with a band and he's playing the guitar and it's like a rock sound, but then he does rap in the song. I was impressed. I was like, wow, this is really cool.
He's really a talented like singer and guitar player.
Yeah.
Total frontman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The song is a complete departure. It's like a pop rock song.
Yeah.
But I loved it. I thought it was really refreshing to see him in that light, because I think this is like who he is. I think this is him being like, oh, this is who I am. And it works. It's so cool. It's so nice. I want to see the movie. I have not seen the movie, but all the fans said it was wonderful. It's really interesting. So I'll find a way to check that out. But I liked the song. I thought it was really cool. I thought it was really, really cool. In sad news for EXO's, Chanyeol also, we knew he was enlisting. He announced it probably a month ago, and he did enlist a couple days ago. So we said goodbye to him, and he left us with Break Your Box, and then also sat down with a guitar to do a cover of Without You. Most people will know that from Mariah Carey. Her version's the most famous, but it was actually done originally by a rock group called Badfinger. I love that song. I think it's such
me too.
A good song. So I was really happy to see him do it, but oh my goodness, watching it the night before he left for enlistment. So devastating. I think there was some softness in the lower notes. And then I was really surprised at the power in his voice as the chorus started hitting, right? Like he went there.
I feel like it has to be a lot of emotions that are going through you when you're about to go enlist.
Yeah.
So I think we just got that through the music.
Yeah. it was channeled perfectly into mm-hmm. it. He posted so many pictures, like he did a photo shoot with his dog. It devastated me. And the last picture he posted was him walking his dog. And think about your dogs. Like, they don't know. You just leave for 2 years. Like,
breaks my heart.
It's horrible. It's so devastating. Yeah, I was emotional watching that. And I know I wasn't the only one. It's really hard seeing all of your favorites enlist. And I was disappointed that we couldn't get that traditional EXO picture. You know, when they enlist and they all stand around with their hand on like the buzz cut hair. I guess they couldn't do that because of COVID protocols right now. They weren't allowed to have that many people or something. So we didn't get those pictures of him right before he went in that we've gotten with every other EXO member. So that was kind of disappointing. There were pictures with his family, though, with his parents, and that was nice. And I love his last picture. He said bye, and he was holding up his arm. He's wearing the same watch as Kenzo. He gave him the watch that he wore when he enlisted. So I know, very emotional. Like, the emotions right now. I can't. Like, again, you know this is coming. You know there's mandatory enlistment. You know their ages. But watching it happen to your favorites, your biases, and your alts, it's like, it's a whole other level of pain.
Yeah.
It's a whole other level.
This is the first wave of it affecting us.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. This is the first wave, like, since we started stanning. K-pop that we've seen our faves go. We watch other members in the group, but this is like, So everyone out there, we feel your pain. We share in it. We're with you. This was a rough week, but we have to talk about it. We can't just keep ignoring it because it doesn't help.
That doesn't work.
You have to accept reality. That you spend your whole week depressed and weird. Like, people ask what's wrong. Bacon's enlisting. For 99% of the people in my life, they're like, okay, what? But you all understand. Queendom understands. It's a big deal when your favorites enlist. So we just want to send so, so much love to Chanyeol. You know, stay safe. And we can't wait to get you back healthy. And we'll be here waiting, of course. I'm not going to talk about bacon anymore because my fragile heart can't handle it. So... stop talking about enlistment. Sorry, everyone. We know it's hard to hear. We're going to move on. Stay happy. Okay. Let's talk about EXO, though, to get out of this sad mood and stop talking about the E word. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, best time of the week, our favorite time, Charity. It's quiz time. Little spice for your quiz time this week, ladies and gentlemen.
A little spice
on that quiz time. Hey.
Emily's channeling bacon over there.
I was. I really wanted to show my vocal gymnastics and my range because we all know my vocal range during quiz time. I mean, I try not to brag.
Exceptional. It's exceptional.
So I've been told by many, many people. So, you know. There's a reason bacon and I are meant to be. Our vocal abilities are so similar. It's crazy. It's
scary.
Right? It really is. It really, I'm like the female bacon over here.
Yeah. No, that you are. You are.
Okay, since we talked about our boys from EXO, the quiz this week is going to be around EXO. This will be really fun. We haven't had a chance to talk about them for a long time. So we decided this week to do a would you rather type of quiz. This is a BuzzFeed quiz. Please play along with us. We'll post it on Twitter. Let us know if you were like, no way, I would do this. Let us kind of know your opinions on it and play along with us because the link is posted in the description of the podcast you're listening to right this moment. So please play along with us. It's a fun quiz. Okay, Charity, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Would you rather EXO edition?
Okay.
Would you rather go to every EXO concert or own every EXO album?
Easy. Go to every EXO concert.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. I want to go to every concert.
Would you rather have EXO perform your favorite song just for you or perform multiple songs for a huge crowd?
Obviously, this is easy as well. I want them to perform my favorite song just for me.
Same.
Sorry, everyone. You're not invited.
Right?
I mean, okay. Would you rather talk to your bias or bump into every member but your bias on the street?
Why are these so obvious?
I don't know.
To my bias.
I don't know. Oh, sorry, everyone. We thought this would be harder. Okay, maybe the questions, maybe they'll get harder.
Okay. Would you rather only listen to their title tracks or only listen to their B-sides?
Okay, now we're getting to the meat of it. I'm going to choose B-sides because I think EXO has so many strong B-sides that like they would make up for not being able to listen to a few of those title tracks.
I'm going to go title tracks.
Ooh.
Would you rather go skiing with Chanyeol or go ice skating with Sehun?
I'm going ice skating with Sehun. Skiing is a lot of effort. I'm going to go ice skating.
I'm going to go skiing.
Ew. Little snow bunny over here. Would you rather have dinner with Chen or go to a cafe with Shuman?
I'm going to have dinner with Chen.
So am I.
Yay. Would you rather eat takeout food with bacon or do some baking with Kai?
Baking with Kai. No, I'm just kidding. Well,
like, what?
I do love to bake. No, I'm eating takeout with bacon.
I am going to be baking with Kai.
Okay. Very predictable so far. Would you rather go to a concert with Suho or go to a club with Dio?
I'm going to a club with Dio.
I'm going to a concert with Suho.
Ew. Would you rather go on a picnic with Sehun or go to the beach with Bacon?
I'm going to the beach with Bacon.
I'm going on a picnic with Sehun.
I'll do everything with bacon. Any of these questions, like, I don't even have to bother answering. I'm never going to pick something up. Would you rather go hiking with Kai or go on a bike ride with Suho?
I'm obviously going to go hiking with Kai.
I think I am as well because I like hiking.
Would you rather watch the sunset with Shuman or watch the sunrise with Dio?
I'm going to watch the sunrise. I think sunrises are like, they're slept on. Sunrises are great.
Yeah. I'm going to do that with you too. I also really like Dio.
Okay. Would you rather have a movie night with Chanyeol or go to the mall with Chen?
I want a movie night with Chanyeol.
Me too. That sounds amazing.
Fun. That was fun.
Okay, that's it. That was fun. Yeah. It just got me into my fantasy world where I was like, ooh, I'm going to the beach with Bacon. I'm having a movie night.
Hiking with Kai? Okay, sure. We're going to bake and then go on a hike? Okay. Work out those calories.
So many fun activities planned.
Oh, I love it.
So many fun activities. Okay, hopefully that wasn't too painful for all of you to listen to and you played along with us. We do quizzes every week. But this was a fun kind of would you rather. We haven't done one of those for a long time.
Yeah,
so
fun.
It was really fun. Okay, enough of the EXO. This is not an EXO stan podcast. We have a lot of other groups and other things to talk about. So let's move on. It's time for the ladies. We've been talking about these men all episode. Let's get some girl power in here. So Cosmic Girls. Cosmic Girls released a new mini album today. We record this show on Wednesday evenings. Don't worry, we've had time to listen to it. We have our opinions ready. Cosmic Girls, they're on Starship, which is Monsta X, Gravity. They're South Korean and Chinese, and they've debuted in 2016. So they've been around for a little bit.
Yeah.
We've never spoken about them on the show, so we wanted to go ahead and review and give our take on the newest music. I guess there's three members on hiatus right now, but they're still a pretty large group.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, wait a minute. This is a bigger group, which is always overwhelming when you're first introduced to a group. Yeah, like afterwards, who cares? There's 23 NCT. We know them all.
I know, yeah.
But the first time when you watch, I'm like, are there 12? What is this? Oh, no. Like the panic of learning member names and voices. There's
thank
a little
for
bit
K-pop
of that.
Profiles.
Right. Thank you, K-pop profiles. Thank you to everyone on YouTube that makes those videos like introduction to Cosmic Girls. And they just break down everybody. Those are the real heroes of the world.
Right.
Seriously, not even being sarcastic. There's so many things like that that really help you when you're trying to get yourself familiar with a group in a limited amount of time. So shout out for that. The mini album is called Unnatural. And the first single was called Unnatural, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. What are your opinions on this? Let's talk about these girls.
I thought it was a fun and upbeat song. And I really like the visuals. I like the white and gold outfits.
Mm-hmm.
They're really pretty. They sound really good. I wasn't blown away. You know, it wasn't anything new. It didn't sound very different. I liked it though. But yeah. I wasn't, oh my God, like this is so amazing. It just, you know, it was good.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're on the same page with this. It's funny because I wrote down, like, I loved the styling. I loved the Chanel looking suits and then the white and gold outfits. I literally wrote white and gold. They looked great. Very beautiful. Mm-hmm. And they have some different looks in this group, but really striking. I thought the choreography was cool. It was sassy and fun. There was some attitude, a little bit of spunk with this group, which I liked. Yeah, the song wasn't my favorite. It's not horrible, but it's one of those K-pop girl groups that kind of sits up in a higher place vocally. Yeah. The tone was very high. So that's just not my personal preference, which, you know, no shade. A lot of people love that. And traditionally, I think that is what you hear from many of the girl groups in K-pop. It is a higher voice and a higher register. So there's nothing wrong with it. It's just my personal preference. I always gravitate towards the lower stuff. So, you know, I didn't love the tone of the chorus was just a little bit too high for me. So I didn't love the song.
Yeah. There's another song on the album that I thought was way stronger than this one.
Yeah. The song was just okay. But I thought visually, as an introduction to them, liked it. I think they're really pretty. I think, again, the choreography was cool. They have style and presence. Yeah. I loved that part of it. So it gave me some optimism of like, okay, let's see what else they've done and listen to the album. Let's talk about the album. What are your thoughts on that?
My favorite song on the album was New Me.
Yeah.
I think it has that, as you coined it, solid gold sound. It's that synth that everyone's kind of doing right now. Very current. I really like that song a lot. I thought it was way better than Unnatural.
Yeah. My two favorite songs on the album were Supermoon and New Me. I thought Supermoon had like kind of a fun futuristic vibe, very upbeat. And yeah, New Me, it's that 80s synth. The mid-tempo, I think, really works for them. Those were the standouts as well. I think we're like totally on the same page. You can see where with the right song, I think I'd really like this group. It's just that there's some, you know, some of the songs weren't my favorite. And again, the highness of the voices, it's just not something that I'm going to listen to over and over again. But I thought that there were a couple songs, New Me, Supermoon, that were good. They were good. They were good songs. So, I mean, I think it's a good effort. Yeah, I'm okay with them. We kind of talked about their presence and we both loved the visuals and all of that stuff. So let's get into bias talk.
So there were two that stood out to me pretty quickly. One visually and her sound, and the other one I really liked the low tone of her voice.
Wait, I have a feeling we're going to have the same bias in record because literally I would say the exact same thing. Two stood out to me. I liked the voice. I thought this one was really pretty and cool. Yeah. Okay, go on.
So Ekshi, who's the leader and the rapper, I loved her. She stood out immediately.
Okay. She's is that bias. Your bias? Okay.
That's my bias. And my rapper is Sola.
Okay.
She has the lower register. When she started singing, I was like, ooh, who's that? I really liked her.
I know who that is. I know the voice. My wrecker is different, but my bias is the same. I thought, I just think she stands out so much. Like when she's center, I'm just like, yes, work, you're a star. Like I really, really like her presence. She's really cool. And then those lower notes, she has a lower voice.
Yeah.
Because she's good when she does the rapping stuff, but I have a feeling that she's a good singer. And this was a group that anyone who didn't have a high voice, they made a rapper. Because like, she doesn't have like a super deep low voice. She would probably just be an alto if she was a singer. So she's definitely my bias. I think she's great. And then my wrecker, I chose Unsau. She's okay. Also, yeah. She has a lower voice. She raps and sings. The blonde that kind of starts things off.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was close because I like your record as well. I think, that there's a theme here. Charity and I definitely go for the lower voices.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that they were all great. And visually, there's so many beautiful women in this group.
So beautiful.
They're stunning. I was excited to review them because I see them listed on my timeline and stuff, you know, Twitter timeline all the time. They have really loyal fans. So it was nice to kind of be properly introduced and listen to an album, break things down.
Yeah.
I can see why they're very popular. Again, everything's not, you know, these are personal opinions. Some things hit and some things don't for certain people. But, you know, I think I prefer the girl groups that have a little bit maybe of a different sound.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Yeah. But they're not bad at all. Like, they're beautiful. They had a couple really nice, catchy songs on the album. So not bad. Why don't we play Unnatural to remind ourselves of what it sounds like, and so the Queendom can hear. This is the single from Cosmic Girls' mini album of the same name, Unnatural. How can I breathe? Not now, some shade in but isn't it? Holding my breath, swimming like an ammo to out of my control.
Makes you want to dance.
Yeah. I mean, it's very like upbeat fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Congratulations to Cosmic Girls. I'm sure like their fans are super thrilled with this. I mean, the concept itself is so stunning and cool.
Yeah.
Like
those gold outfits, man. Phew, I would wear that.
They look so cool. I love the Chanel suits. I'm like, oh. And we see that a lot, but there's a reason you see it a lot. It's such a like chic, stylish, cool look. Yeah. Their stylists are killing it.
Yeah.
But what's interesting, they're from Starship. And I think we're usually big fans of what the stylists do for Monsta X.
Yeah.
So Starship has some good stylists on their team.
Yeah. Sometimes they sabotage someone sometimes.
Well, yeah.
For the most part, they're really on point.
I'm trying to be nice because I have gone on rants, like cowboy hat fedora style rants against what they put Hangwon in. They sabotage him all the time, Charity. Not some of the time. That poor man. But the concepts are always good. Like what they put, the concept is great. It's just they'll sabotage and put him in the worst outfit that fits that concept.
But there you go. That's exactly it.
But they do nice concepts. So shout out to the Starship stylists. I'm trying to be nice. So maybe we'll see a change. With my man. No, he was okay this last comeback, except those like shiny black gloves that scared me. Yeah. The rest of it was all right.
Yeah.
Something interesting that we should talk about there really quickly with Starship that I read about. So I guess that Cosmic Girls aren't performing like on the comeback type things on Mnet. Mnet canceled. And fans are kind of saying this is happening because Mnet is mad at Starship because Monsta X didn't want to do Kingdom.
Oh my gosh, it's so petty.
There's so much of that politics that they have to play the game or they get penalized. It's just, it's weird. And I'm thinking that's why Stray Kids are doing Kingdom because, you know, Mnet kind of screwed them over by not, I mean, they weren't nominated for one MAMA award. With the year they had, they didn't get one nomination and they're still doing Kingdom. And I think it's just because you have to play the game to get exposure and press and all that stuff. So I hope that's not the case. I hope that there's another reason because that's pretty crappy. That's unfair.
Yeah, it's really messed up.
Yeah, that's unfair. So we're rooting for you, Cosmic Girls. We think that sucks. And I want to see all the comeback performances. So luckily, there's other channels, and I'm sure we'll get to see them this weekend. Let's talk about one of your favorites, Charity. Jackson Wang. Yes. Superstar Jackson Wang, who never sleeps. This guy, I mean, he's not sleeping. He is putting out so much content in so many different areas, too. It's not just singing and performing. He's got all the fashion labels. Team Wang is killing it. There's a lot with his business structure. That's really, really impressive. So this week we got a new song, LMLY, which stands for what?
Leave Me Loving You.
Yay. Leave Me Loving You.
Always, Jackson. Always Leave Me Loving You.
So song and music video, it's like a continuation of...
Yes, of Pretty Please.
Yes.
Kind of, well, it's a different take on the same concept, he said.
Yes. Yeah. The styling was very similar, kind of 80s Hong Kong cinema again, which he seems to be really into. And that's neat that he's kind of bringing that world for a lot of us who aren't familiar with it.
I love when he directs these videos because he's so, it's just so creative and it is like a story.
There's so much to him. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Wait, I need to know though, your overall take on the song, the music video. This is your man. Give it to us.
I really liked it. I thought, again, it was of the era, that 80s synth pop. I love his voice. I love when he sings. It was all in English, too, which I was not expecting. So I thought that was cool. The video, the concept. So I'm watching the video, and I'm about ready to fight this woman. Like, what is wrong with you? How dare you diss him in front of your boyfriend? Like, why are you so ridiculous? And then the plot twist, guys. It was all in his head. He was not on a date with this woman like we all thought he was.
He was in love with her, but
he was in love with her.
They don't know each other.
They don't know each other. And I was about ready to go beat her up for dissing him, but
well, I think she was like a regular. I think she was like a regular at the restaurant and they had interactions with each other, but they never really spoke or had a relationship.
Yeah.
She was just a beautiful woman that ate there a lot. And he's the waiter that, you know, waited on her. I liked it. I think it's a really nice storyline. I thought the ending where they get married and he's standing there watching her drive away with her husband. I liked it. I thought it was cool and I thought it was interesting. He's a good director. It's really, I thought that was great storytelling within the music video. A really strong concept that was executed well. The song for me is just okay.
Yeah, the song wasn't like blown away, but I thought it was cool and current.
I liked the 80s beat. I thought like, okay, here we go. Instant smile. But I think the melody needs some work. It never took off for me, especially when we got to the chorus. It was all just kind of like, all right, I think you could fine tune it and maybe change up the melody a little bit.
Pretty Please.
Oh yeah. No, I think that's a superior song. This wasn't bad, but it just, to me, the song didn't totally work. I agree with you. I love his voice. He's got that really nice raspy voice that's very distinct. And it also just shows like you don't have to be the best singer in the world, Bacon. You can have a different range, a different style, and still have an amazing career when it's unique like Jackson's. He has such a unique, cool sound that like we don't need the bells and whistles. He can just sing. Like his tone is so pleasant with that rasp. I just love it.
I think when he has these videos, it makes a song way more enjoyable when you watch it with the video because the video is so stunning. They're so cinematic that I think he gets that. Like he knows he's no Bacon.
Yes.
But I think this, you forget. Like you just enjoy it so much.
He brings, it's the storytelling aspect. It's the fact that he creates these concepts, directs and does the whole thing. He's very hands-on. He has so much talent outside of singing and music, and we're definitely going to get to see it. You know, he's an ambitious, smart guy. So, and the way he rolls this out, like, I don't think Jackson wants to be a singer the rest of his life. Jackson wants to be a mogul, and he knows how to get there, and he's doing it very strategically and very smart. So it's just, it's cool to be on that journey with him. I love him. I'm always rooting for him. He's great. And he's just, I mean... Jackson just has a face that the camera loves.
Right?
Yeah, it's just phenomenal. So again, I don't hate the song. I think it's fine. But his voice makes it a lot better. I think we should play a clip of it. So this is LMLY by Jackson Wang.
What if I just hold on for a while? Baby, there's no drop quite like denial. Oh my. This is goodbye. Don't leave me loving you. Whatever you do, don't leave me loving you. If you tiptoe out in the morning, I need a warning. If you don't feel it too, whatever you do, don't
voice a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. His voice is very cool. Very cool. Mm-hmm. Very pleasant and different. There's a distinct, you know, that's Jackson. So yeah. Congratulations to Jackson. Watch the video, everyone. The song's fine, but his videos are very cool. He's a visual artist, you know, like watch the video. It's great. Can't wait for more, Jackson. You know, we'll talk about it. Keep giving us great content. Speaking of great content, we have to talk about BTS. BTS has been doing a lot recently, right? I feel like we've seen them a lot, which I will never complain about because obviously we're loyal army. We love BTS. We got into this thing because of BTS. So BTS, they were on a special television show called Let's BTS, and they were interviewed for a long time. Then there was a special segment called The Truth Untold, where they sat around in a circle and shared some personal stuff. So I just wanted to talk about it because I thought it was a really nice interview and showcase for them. They talked about things that we haven't heard in other interviews. It wasn't the canned, you know, who do you want to collaborate with and that type of thing. It felt a lot more full and realized. And it's always refreshing to see them talk to each other honestly. There's something really nice about seeing BTS's interaction with each other. They feel so relatable and genuine. So let's just take some takeaways. First, I kind of want to talk about maybe some of the stuff when they were sitting down. One thing that stood out, because you know we went hard on the Grammys after that Grammys debacle, not by BTS, but the Grammys. I thought it was interesting that Jimin said they thought they'd appear first, that their performance was going first.
It's probably what they told them. There.
Exactly. It's like, and they should have been first. That was the most exciting performance of the night and would have been such a great way to kick off the night. So once again, the Grammys really dropped the ball on how they handled BTS. I was like, interesting. Another thing I liked is kind of they asked about what their comfort songs were, any BTS songs. And your man, Yoongi, said that he found a lot of comfort last year through Answer, Love Myself, and Paradise. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, he's so cute.
Like, those are great songs. We all find comfort in those songs.
Right? We find comfort in all of your songs, Yoongi.
And then I liked it when they talked about, okay, Grammy, like they want to win a Grammy. Yeah, that's kind of the thing. But really, they want to get back on tour. That's their wish, to do a tour this year. We're all wishing for that.
I know June kind of hinted that it would be possible. I don't know where, but wherever it is, we are going.
No question. I mean, I've been hoping that it would just be this summer again. You know, our tickets, we still have the same seats for MetLife, and we're hoping, but I don't think it's going to be early in the summer. I think it'll get postponed again till maybe like September is my guess, which is totally fine. I don't care. Yeah. We stood out in freezing cold in the Chicago stadium, so I don't care. Do it in January.
We already did it. We were with them when they went. June said they were having their first BTS winter concert.
We were there. We were there. Yeah, so shout out.
It was like 30 degrees outside.
It was so cold and it was on the lake.
It rained.
It rained and it was on the lake. So the wind was coming off really strong. Shout out to ARMY who attended that concert at Soldier Field. We were there with you. It was still one of the best nights ever. Weather doesn't affect it. We will be there. But I thought it was really cool when they asked what song are they most excited about to perform for everyone.
Yes.
Because that wasn't necessarily the answer I was expecting, but completely agree and cannot freaking wait. So they said they're going to do On, that's the song they can't wait to perform. I was like, yes.
Because they said that they were getting so hyped to get ready to do it on tour, and then basically the world shut down.
Yeah.
Like that was the single that was out. Yeah.
They haven't got to do that song in front of all the fans since it came out.
Yeah, that's crazy. And it's such a like intense song.
Oh, and it's such a great, like, I know I talk about that song a lot because I said before, like, it's a great song to work out to. It's just a really good hardcore kind of persevering, like bring the pain, bring the rain. Like you're still going and you're going to keep going. There's something about that kind of looking your problems and looking everything in the eye and saying, bring it. Let's Go. It's very powerful. I love that song. I cannot wait. I'm so excited for it. I thought another interesting thing, they talked about this past year, you know, how it's been and being off. And Yoongi said he felt depressed when they canceled the tour. He felt like he was losing his job.
Oh, I know.
And yeah, I think that's relatable to so many of us. People who kept their jobs, people who lost their jobs during COVID. There's definitely that feeling of like, ugh, you lose your job now and you're isolated. So it's relatable. A lot of times you feel like I'm upset, I'm depressed. There's a lot of people that are in this together, have been going through this awful coronavirus isolation and all of that fun stuff. It brought me comfort to watch them talk about it. And I liked that he said he's just started watching movies and reading, and that's what makes him feel better. Very relatable. Very relatable. Namjoon, he's so happy. He likes going to galleries, and he's so happy when he takes bike rides, he wants to cry.
I thought that was so sweet.
Oh. There's just something, again, so relatable. Like, BTS, they're the biggest group in the world, and you can look at them and admire them and, you know, be in love with them and all of these things. It's really nice to watch pieces like this that remind you they're just like me.
Just people,
Yep, we're all the same. We're all people at the end of the day. It's not real. That whole thing isn't real. It's all like...
It's just their job.
Yeah. It's like when you're a performer, what the stage looks like and what behind the scenes look like is complete opposite. It's what people see of that glamorous world is very different. So I think it's nice to kind of be reminded of that stuff. And it made me start thinking, like they talked about, I think Jimin said like, I had to figure out what my hobbies are.
Yeah, he didn't even know. Yeah.
Because all they do is work, 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 work. So I kind of started thinking about like, when you're stressed, what's a hobby or an activity that makes you feel that way?
Makes me feel better.
Yeah, just like Yoongi watches movies and reads, and Namjoon loves to go to art galleries and get on his bike. That's his release.
Working out has always been such a release to me. I would say that, and probably food.
Yeah,
to be quite honest.
Yeah,
which is why I have to work out.
wait, these are related.
But yeah, when I'm super stressed, like a. That kind of stress, it is definitely food and then working out too, both of those things for sure. What's yours?
I think, I mean, I have a lot of different things, but honestly, that whole kind of release that gets me back to myself and feels, I don't know, authentic. I like to go for walks. I really like to go for long walks by myself. That's kind of the way I clear my head and get back in touch with nature. That always feels great. Even when you're in a city, you can find parks or you walk by the water, something that kind of makes me feel like a little bit more grounded. That's always it for me. So I got when Namjoon says like riding his bike, going on a long walk, getting lost in the city, that always feels like, okay, I feel better after that. So again, they're just kind of reminding us how relatable they are.
Yeah, and just like us.
They're just like us. BTS is just like us. Kind of. Except we're doing a podcast and they're superstars and
minor detail.
Hey, minor detail. I think the most fun part of the whole thing was when they did the Truth Untold segment.
Oh, yes.
Where they had to, I guess, I was a little bit confused with how it worked, but they kind of did this thing where like you would give an envelope to one person and it said what you needed to hear from them. I was like, oh, that's interesting. And some of them were funny. Some of them were very heartfelt. It was just really nice and really well done. I liked the Jin's was to Suga, to Yoongi. And it was like, I made a song for you. Because for those of you that maybe don't know or you're not super into BTS, Yoongi is like the best producer. So Yoongi and Namjoon are producer songwriters and they do a lot of stuff. And Jin really wants Yoongi to make a song for him. I thought that was so cute.
So cute.
JK, can we talk about JK? Jungkook, his was to J-Hope, and he needed J-Hope to tell him he's a good dancer because he doesn't feel like he is right now.
Oh.
Like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You are my number one draft pick in our fantasy ultimate group.
Right?
Like, you're the best. You're the best. Like, people can't touch you, dude. He is so, so good. And I think when you watch them being interviewed and when you watch them when they're not performing, JK is so humble. He is one of these people that doesn't realize how freaking talented he is.
Yeah.
And part of that, I think, is really cool. But part of that breaks my heart because, like, to know that he has any insecurity around dancing, singing, performing,
right?
Being interviewed, any of this stuff. He's such a freaking superstar that just blows my mind to see that. I'm like, okay, what? I also think it's really cool how refreshing to be that way instead of like acting like you're the best and you're,
right.
You know, he doesn't have that cocky arrogance that we see from so many Western stars who really aren't that talented. So it's refreshing, but you know, he's my bias. I love him so, 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 so much. So I'm always like, no, JK, you're the best. I just thought it was really, really nice. It was really well done. And I appreciate seeing them like that. I don't know. BTS, there's something with BTS, I guess, because they're the first K-pop group we stand that will always feel like home for me.
Yeah, I agree.
Watching them, listening to their music, it's just
very comforting too.
Yes, it's another comfort. And, you know, that's what's so fun about being a multi. We have so much amazing music to talk about. And then you can always go back to your comfort group or your ultimate bias. It's just really cool to be a part of this world and to have this amazing music and these people in our orbit. Like, how lucky are we?
So lucky.
Not to be cheesy, but I genuinely feel so grateful. I mean, that's another thing I do. I take long walks and listen to K-pop. This music is such a part of my daily life. It's phenomenal. So we just wanted to talk about that because it was a really, really nice special. I thought it was interesting, and props to them for being so open and honest and sharing things. Like, it never feels like there's a media coach telling them what to say. They just off the cuff. So I thought that was really cool. I thought the performances were nice. They did the slowed down Dynamite, and then they did Life Goes On. And I loved when they were surprised by ARMY singing to them.
Yeah, that was so cute.
That was so sweet. That was really a nice surprise. It was cool. Really cool. And it's just nice to see them being treated well. It's glaring to me watching that compared to what interviews and specials look like in America and how they're treated here. Ugh, if I have to watch one more interviewer ask Namjoon how he learned English, I'm going to flip out.
God, right?
I'm so over it. I'm so over the disrespect that BTS receives. We talked about it earlier. We're not going to go into the whole thing, but you know, they did release a statement on all of the anti-Asian hate crimes and violence happening in our country right now. And it was really heartbreaking to read it because you know that they've been the recipients of some really awful comments. It just, like, I remember that Variety when they were kind of the entertainers of the year and they went to that brunch a couple years ago and they were just sitting in the middle of the room and everyone was staring at them like zoo animals. You know, it was so awkward. And those girls were screaming. They have makeup on. Oh my God.
So
the disrespect that they've had to deal with, I don't think most of us have a clue. And there's a lot of people in the entertainment industry in America that preach woke stuff, but behind the closed doors, they might not be so kind. So
yeah, so fake sometimes.
So fake. I'm happy they released that statement. I think it's really important to hear what they have to say on it, but it made me, you know, sad to read it because it was a reminder that they've been the target of a lot of really hurtful stuff.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be that way. So we love you, BTS. We'll always fight for you and have your back. And not just BTS, but obviously all of the K-pop world and all of the Asian community. We got you. We talked about that before, but I just want to mention that because that was a big news story this week when they released their statement. So that's awesome that they did that. And happier news with BTS. Charity, we're getting a new song.
I know.
Like, what the heck? I couldn't believe it. I was like, So it's called Film Out, and they released the teaser. It's going to be a Japanese song, and they're doing a Japanese kind of best of album that will come out later this year. It has Japanese versions of a lot of the songs from the past couple years. And then, like, this is a new song. Maybe we'll get a couple more new songs, hopefully. But the music video teaser, oh my God.
It looks like the story is going to continue. At least I hope. But that's what it looked like. There was an hourglass.
And the way I did too. And the way that Tae and Jin looked at the camera, those looks that they give. Mm-hmm. Jin is running. Jungkook is in that room that we saw in Fake Love that we've seen in so many of the videos. It looks like the story, in my opinion, I think maybe the storyline, it definitely is continuing, but Tae is taking over Jin's role.
You think? Oh, I literally have goosebumps right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, I think that's the way it was set up from the last one. And I think Tae is going to take over that role. There was a lot of stuff with them. If you think way back in the storyline, which I'm going to have to refresh my memory because after the graphic novel ended, I was like, okay. But there was stuff with them where those two would see each other and nobody else would. Mm-hmm. Like when Tae jumped off the thing by the water and there were certain things where they both were in sync with something dark and the rest of them were all just oblivious. I think Tae takes over. That's my guess. And then when they were all like sitting, it looked like they were almost back to back. Like it was supposed to be a mirror, but it wasn't a mirror. Do you know what I'm talking about? There was like a big vertical frame and they're in all white. And they'll just show like J-Hope sitting with his knees to his chest. Mm-hmm. And you see somebody else behind him, but I think it's another member. I don't think it's a mirror.
Oh.
And I feel like they're in another dimension. They're maybe in heaven. You know, Jin had to save all of them. It just felt like, and they were all sitting there in white and it looked very bright, you know, like when they were in the living room. I think there's some darkness here, guys. I think we're, yes. I hope that we're right. I mean, there were so many parallels. If you're a BTS fan, you recognize it. And I just cannot wait to see where this story is going. And I'm so, so happy we're still in the universe. Like, that's my favorite thing. I think that's what hooked me with BTS. Yeah. So, I'm so excited. I believe that comes out on April 2nd. So when all of you are listening to this, if you're listening to it this weekend, it's already out. So you know we're freaking out with you and we're going to talk about it next week. Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait.
So exciting.
And I just want to give a special mention to Jungkook with blonde hair in a music video. I'm beside myself. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's my favorite look on him. I'm so excited for it.
I can't believe it took this long to get him in that look.
I know. I think he was doing it out of spite because it's my favorite. I don't know what the other... Hey, heard me gushing about bacon over here. No, I'm just kidding, you guys. But yeah, the blonde hair at Jungkook is phenomenal. So yeah, we'll talk about BTS more next week, but it was just a nice week for them. Some really great content for ARMY. Huge congratulations to the guys. They were nominated for Best International Group at the Brit Awards, at the Brits.
Ooh, that's big.
First Korean group ever. The Brits are the UK's version of the Grammys. So it's a big deal. And BTS is huge. Huge in the UK. Shout out to all of our UK listeners. Huge. But they've kind of received some pushback, if we're saying it nicely. There's been some not so nice media personalities that have said things about them the past couple years. It's been hard for BTS, I think, in the UK. So this is just massive that they're getting that nod of like, we see you. We see what a big deal you are. I think that's great. And that's really exciting for them. So congratulations. Hopefully the Brits will treat them better than the Grammys.
Yeah.
We're counting on you, Brits. Help us out. Grammys were not great. Let's hope the Brits are a little nicer. Let's move on. KCON. We had two live things this past weekend that we watched. KCON and then Wonho. Wonho's newest concert. Mm-hmm. So really quickly, what were your impressions from KCON? What were you into?
I loved that Everglow did that girl group medley. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
ITZY, they're always, you know, fun to watch. Yeah, I love that. And our boy Stray Kids, so good.
Stray Kids came with, I would say Who Made Them Mad, but we know what's going on.
We know.
Yep. They were mad. Like they were so powerful. There was a renewed energy I felt like watching them perform. Their set was phenomenal. Just totally, totally awesome.
Yeah.
I love when they do victory song anyway, because Chan does that shirt thing to show his abs. And I'm like, yes, I live for this. But oh my God, they came out and I was like, okay, Stray Kids are not playing around. I thought they had a wonderful set. Mm-hmm. I loved Ace. You know how much I love them. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm pronouncing it Ace now, even though there's periods, I guess. Whew, they're always throwing us curveballs with K-pop. Sometimes the way it's written is not the way you pronounce things. So Ace, I like them a lot. And there was a part like in one of the fun interview segments where they put on Love Killa by Monsta X and they did the choreography. Oh, so good.
Love it.
So good. Yeah, it was fun. Again, shout out to KCON for doing this because nothing can compare to in person, right? Yeah. I mean, we're dying to go to KCON, but at least we're getting some fresh content with a lot of different mm-hmm. groups and it's really fun for us to watch. So
yeah,
it was great. Okay, what about Wonho?
So,
okay, let's just preface this. We know what that means. Anytime there's a pause and a deep breath, it's not the best, not going to be the best review.
No.
Wonho did a concert special. I felt a little bit apprehensive because mm-hmm. he recently did a concert special for his first mini album. So it felt to me like, I don't know if we really need another one.
Yeah.
Because that one was still pretty fresh. And the first one, we talked about on the podcast, we both weren't crazy about the production of it. So my expectations were a little mixed going in. I hoped that they maybe learned what didn't work last time and improved on it because he's fine. His performance is great.
Yeah, it's not him.
His vocals are fantastic.
Yeah.
Everything around it. And Charity, I have to say, I don't think they did learn.
No, it was the exact same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why we needed an interview in the middle of a concert. I really don't. I don't need that. I don't want that.
I'm laughing because it's so ludicrous. Yeah. And nobody wants that. Nobody wants that.
Like,
and I think it's like because they feel like they don't have enough content for like an hour and a half concert. Well, then don't do one.
Yeah.
Like he can do great covers, or here's an idea. Maybe you don't do a concert special till two mini albums are out. Then he has enough to perform every song and that's it.
What a thought. Like, come on. He could have done a full concert.
Yep.
Without an awkward interview in the middle of both of them.
Yep.
And had one full concert, and that would have been fantastic.
Completely.
This again was a little awkward, like the other one.
Yep.
I didn't like the interview. I think it was completely unnecessary. I really liked the devil performance where he's sitting
yes.
by himself. I loved that song.
He looked so handsome. He was so like sexy and powerful.
Yeah, yeah.
And Wonho served vocals. He sounded great. Like, again, no shade to him. I think he did his job.
Mm-hmm.
But.
So another thing that I did not like. When he was performing some songs, where it jumped out at me, I don't know if it was other songs, but Open Mind and Lose, the fan chants came
out. Oh, God.
But it's how they sounded.
Yeah, no.
They sounded like they were pre-recorded because mm-hmm. it sounded like the exact same voice mixed together. It was mm-hmm. weird. And it was distracting and it was just screechy. It wasn't like when you hear the BTS fan chants. Those actually sound like in tune.
Totally.
I don't know. I can't describe it. It just sounded weird.
Well, like we've seen other concerts where they do have fan participation during songs and mm-hmm. the levels are correct. So it doesn't really affect the song. You know, it's in the background, quieter. You can hear it and you can appreciate it, but it's not like blaring. This was just mixed poorly.
And it sounded like it was pre-recorded. Like it didn't sound like it was from live fans.
100% agree. And it just didn't work. It just didn't work. The production around him has been so poor for both of these.
Yeah.
It does a disservice to him as an artist and a disservice to the fans. We want to support him. Like, but after two of these, how likely are you to buy tickets again? You know?
Yeah.
It's just not the production around. I'm frustrated for him.
Yeah,
just not smart. I don't know. So yeah, lots of love to Wonho. But you know, the production and everything around it wasn't as good as it could have been. I think,
mm-hmm.
I guess they're just trying to do something different than a lot of these other virtual concerts, which we definitely appreciate. But after the last one, I think we both expected that they would change things up and step it up. And instead they just added screechy fan chants. I don't know. He did a great job, but again, let's something different next time. Okay, let's move on to something else that I know we both love. WeVision.
Yay!
WeVision. Our WeVision season has come to an end, Charity. Feels like that was fast. The last two episodes this week, the guys finished their outdoor Olympics of sorts, their winter sports games, and we were treated to a lot of stuff. Let's just start with broom hockey. So, no surprise, 10's team won.
Shocker.
I can't believe it. We've been talking the whole time about how Ted is way too competitive. He took this very seriously.
Yeah.
So Ted won. The broom hockey was fun. It was fun to watch.
Yeah. It looks so dangerous though.
For sure. It's not safe.
And poor Coon fell down so many times. I felt bad.
I know. Coon struggled. Such a good sport, though. Like, he's the best. So they did that. We finished that. And then they had this, like, really awesome outdoor kind of barbecue, which I thought was really cute. I liked the set. I thought the production did a great job with it. It was really funny to watch them cook because I think Coon takes care of everyone. He clearly is always cooking for them. And I thought it was very sweet that Xiaojun was like, "You take a break. We'll take care
so
of it."
So sweet.
So sweet. But the Coon was still watching, like, "No, you're doing that wrong." I loved when Lucas and Winwin were like cooking the meat and the editors put in this music from like a romantic drama. It was so funny. It was like, it was really, really funny. I thought it was nice. I thought it was a really nice kind of end. And then after they did that, where they sat around the fire and just ate meat. I think they had ramen too, but really it just looked like they were like eating tons of meat. They had like the award ceremony. So they went inside and had a hot drink, maybe hot cocoa or something delicious. And it was time to talk about what they liked from season two and kind of summarize the whole thing, which I really enjoyed watching that because there was such an attitude of gratitude from them. That was really nice to see. I thought it was really cool that they were also grateful that they got to do it and kind of thanking, everyone behind the scenes. Xiaojun said that like it was the most beautiful place. And when he was a kid, he used to watch shows like this with his parents and dreamed of being able to do something like that. I was like, oh.
He's so sweet.
Right. And Hendry said, he's like, "All you need to be happy, great friends and a beautiful view." And that's what we got. And I thought it was cute when he kind of called out Lucas. And he's like, Lucas just said he hasn't looked at his phone all day. And that's because, like, we've been having so much fun. You don't need to.
Yeah.
Kind of an important reminder, I think, for all of us to unplug and maybe get out of the house and try through the pandemic to have some interaction or change of scenery. What else? We have to talk about who won. So
surprise, surprise.
Oh God. Hey guys, 10-1.
Yeah.
10, the super competitive. Of course he won. No surprise there. Lucas got second. I don't think that was surprising. Like, it all kind of went the way you thought it would. I thought it was really cute. Xiaojun came in last place. And I thought it was really cute how they all gave their medals to him.
So cute.
It was really cute and sweet. And Winwin was like, "Well, I won last time, so I went easy on you guys."
Yeah.
Winwin's so funny.
Oh, gosh. I was going to say my favorite thing was for Lucas's second place prize, he won 7 gift cards. And he gave one to everyone.
Mm-hmm. That's who he is.
That is but it just is so freaking sweet.
It's who he is. It's who Lucas is. Like, I talk about Lucas a lot. I obviously really, really, really love Lucas, but that's who he is. Like, Lucas is such a genuinely nice person. And I know a lot of times people say that about a celebrity and people be like, "Well, you don't know them. Like, don't be dumb and say that. They're probably a jerk behind the scenes." No, with K-pop idols, you get enough content that you see who they are. And we've had years of these guys and Lucas. Mm-hmm. And I just think with every single thing I watch, I like him more and more and more.
Yeah.
And more. He's such a good guy. And he brings such a light to the room of like positivity and happy to be there and excited to do whatever they're doing. I mean, in a lot of ways, when you look at him, he has these like innocent wide eyes of a kid.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about him that's just so refreshing. Yeah. Shout out to Lucas for now. 10 kept all of his gift cards and also got money that he was really happy to talk about. Lucas gave his gift cards away.
Yeah. And we'll leave it there.
No, I mean, I think 10 was also very grateful and appreciative. He made sure to thank everyone and just say what an amazing time it is. I just think he's very competitive and sometimes that can rub people the wrong way. But it was cute. The Wavy guys have such a strong bond and an interesting dynamic between them. They feel like what any guy you know that's in their young 20s, like how they act, how they talk to each other. They're so real when you watch them. Mm-hmm. I couldn't stop laughing when they got to Lucas and he was getting ready to talk about what a great time it was and all of that stuff. And they're like, are you going to cry? Cry, cry, cry. I mean, they tease each other so much. It just feels very real and genuine. I love Wavy. I love Wavy Vision. They talked about what they would want to do next season. What do we want them to do?
I don't know. Something that's like outside with activities, because I enjoy that.
Yeah. We had the kind of summer thing, which I really like.
Yeah. Maybe a trip. Maybe like they go on a trip and not necessarily like pack all the activities in once, but like how BTS does Bon Voyage. I like to see something like that.
I agree. No, I think you're right. Yeah. Yeah. Let's do a Wavy Way Voyage or something.
Yeah.
I think
a vacation.
Hey, we got it. SM.
There you go.
Vacation with Wavy.
Right?
Also, can I just say, where the heck is Winwin? I'm starting to get concerned, everyone. Where is he? So we talked about last week how Winwin and Lucas are in China. We don't know why. They were working. That's what, okay. That's fine. Maybe they're doing separate things. Maybe there's deals going on we don't know about, or they're just promoting Wavy over there. But it felt very awkward to have it only be 5 members doing most of the promotions. So I've seen pictures of Lucas on social media around town, and then he just flew out yesterday. He was at the airport, but nothing of Winwin.
Interesting.
Yeah, and Winwin was posting a lot. I mean, we've seen Winwin post when he was in quarantine and stuff like that. I don't want to alarm anyone, like he's literally missing, but I'm just wondering what's going on. I get nervous because we know what they did to Winwin when he was in 127. So I'm like, I swear if they do anything, Charity. Winwin deserves the world. And I'm just like, where is he? I'll be very happy when we see Winwin back in Korea with his family, Wavy. Let's make it happen. I'm just wondering what's going on. I think it's weird that like, they're just doing work over there. Okay. What does that mean? And nobody else questioned it. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. But thank you, Wavy. Really fun to watch. We love Wave Vision and we're looking forward to Wavecation. Wavecation, right?
Wavecation, yes.
Wavecation. Secreting it, putting it out in the universe. It's going to happen. Okay, let's get down to the news. Obviously, by this episode, you know a lot happened this week in K-pop. Here's a few more things, little tidbits for you. We've got to bring up the E word one more time, Charity. There's news that Taemin will be enlisting this summer.
I know. So, I'm not well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's enlisting, and my ultimate, I know he's going to enlist this summer because he's the same age as Bacon.
Shownero. Yeah.
So, I will find me somewhere in a hole. I don't know.
We're losing a lot. And I'm excited for the song that Super M did for Prudential Asia. I feel like that's going to be coming out soon. They released a picture and a little teaser recently. But it also the reality of like, this is the last Super M content we're going to see.
Yeah. Because 2 of the members are going to be gone.
Bacon's gone and Taemin will be gone soon. So that I love Super M.
Yeah.
So much. Like the devastation of that reality, I was like, oh my goodness, it's too much for all of us to take. So get ready, Taemin fans. It's going to be a rough summer.
Good times.
In better news, JB from GOT7, it's official. He has signed with Higher Music, which is Jay Park's label, one of Jay Park's labels. So he has AOMG and Higher. Your man is on AOMG and JB is on Higher. They're both Jay Park. So Jay Park, yeah, stepping in, taking those GOT7 guys, helping them. Well, I shouldn't say it like that. That's not what it is. I mean, they're so, so talented.
Yeah.
All those guys had options coming out of that GOT7 deal. And JB has clearly been weighing his options. And he went with Jay Park. So
nice.
Really excited. I think that's a good fit. And it'll be really cool to see what he does. Day 6, another JYP group. They've announced a comeback on April 16th. So look forward to that. Mamamoo, Weehin from Mamamoo will have a solo comeback in April. So that's pretty cool. She has a great voice. Yeah. Speaking of solo comebacks or debuts, Hoshi from Seventeen is dropping a mixtape in a few days. Ooh. So yeah, I'm interested to hear that. We'll talk about it next week. ITZY, our girls ITZY, congratulations to them. They were just named global ambassadors for Maybelline. So you'll be seeing ITZY and Maybelline ads and commercials and stuff. That's a big contract for them. Monsta X, we called it many, many episodes ago. We thought that they were scheduling the North American tour way too soon, considering what COVID's like here in America. They were supposed to have concert dates in like April and May. So they've officially postponed those dates. Makes sense, but always sad to know that we're going to have to wait longer to see them in concert.
And what's sad is that I won't get to see Shownu in concert before.
Maybe.
Endless.
Maybe.
It seems unlikely.
Well, I'm trying to be optimistic. I've been a little Debbie Downer tonight with all this enlistment news, so I'm trying to be optimistic. I don't know. There's still a chance. But you might be able to see Bam Bam from GOT7. Fans are speculating if this was an April Fool's announcement or not, but he posted something, the Money City World Tour, with a stop in New York City. So if that's true, that means we're going to see Bam Bam at some point, which would be awesome. Oh, that'd be so cool. Kingdom starts tomorrow. We'll give you our thoughts on it next week. There's been clips and things of that nature out, like little 5-minute clips here and there. We're going to talk about everything after the first episode premieres. So we'll give you our thoughts on that. But something that happened this week that was in the news, a lot of controversy on Kingdom this year. So they gave a budget to all 6 groups for this first kind of performance. They had the initial performance, but this is like this show's officially starting, whatever that means. And they gave them a budget. You know, each group has a budget, a stage budget. Well, 3 groups did these like big elaborate things. And the other groups kind of called into question, wait a minute. And it turns out that 3 of the groups were allowed to change budgets for the upcoming stages while the other 3 were left in the dark.
That's really messed up.
Completely unfair. Completely unfair. That's just manipulation at the highest level of the production.
Yeah, you know? It's cheating.
And that's really, really unfair. And they didn't release which 3 groups, you know, I think it'll be easy for us to tell.
Yeah, when you look at it, you'll be able to tell.
But that's really not fair. I'd be so livid if I got out there and performed. And I think they told them their budget was $4,400, which is not a lot for lighting and stage setups, right? Mm-hmm. If we spent that budget and did like an amazing performance, and then another group comes out and they've got all of these like props and a whole different thing, I'd be so livid. So
it's really messed up. Do you think anyone would find out?
Well, you can't do something like that and not have somebody leak it because it's so unfair. And it does determine the voting and who wins the competition. So I think that's really unfortunate. I'm still going to watch Kingdom because a couple of our favorite groups are on it. I want to support them. And I like all the other groups. I genuinely like everyone that's on that. I just think the production is unfortunate. So we'll give our thoughts on Kingdom next week. It'll be interesting. Good news. SHINee World is on April 4th. SHINee Beyond Live, this weekend. Woo-hoo. Watch it. They announced a repackaged album called Atlantis. It comes out April 12th. So Shiny is giving us content, everyone. Shiny concert this weekend. I'm excited. That'll be fun. And next week, we'll go ahead and talk about BTS. We've mentioned so much of this. Kingdom, Hoshi from Seventeen, Wendy from Red Velvet, her solo debut.
Ooh.
So look forward to that. I'm really, really looking forward to it. A lot of stuff going on next week. So you know where to find us every Thursday night. But before we go, it's time for our song of the week. I have a feeling we're picking the same song of the week this week.
I think we might.
I'd be shocked if we're like, no, I said that was one of the best songs ever, but I'm going to go with this one. I'm just going to announce it. Charity, tell me if I'm wrong, but Charity and Emily have the same song of the week. It's All I Got by Bacon.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I thought for sure. I'm like, we're definitely picking the same song of the week this week.
I said it was my favorite K-pop song ever.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the entire beginning of the show is us saying this is the best song that was ever written. Yeah. It's song of the week. Let's play a clip. I think we have to play a clip of it. You guys, we're so impressed with the song. Hope you are too. Here it is. This is All I Got by Baekhyun.
Just incredibly phenomenal.
So cool. That song is just such a vibe. I mean, oh, Bacon, you did give it all you got. You gave it to us in this album. It's like, oh, seriously, congratulations to him. So, so, so good. We'll be listening to this for years, just like you hoped, Bacon. And thank you all so much for listening. Thank you for tuning in for another week. If you want to hear the songs that we're talking about and mentioning, you know, we talked about kind of neo-soul, that genre. We'll go ahead and put a few of those songs on this week's playlist. The link to the playlist is in the description of the podcast you're listening to right now. If for whatever reason you can't find it, go on Spotify, type in NYC K-pop Queens, hit our profile, and playlists for every episode we've done are there. So just in case you're interested, we want to make sure you know that's an option. Again, give us a follow, NYC K-pop Queens. Let us know where you're from. We'd love to give you a shout out. We're really excited to meet our friends from the Queendom. Hopefully one day soon, we can meet you in person at concerts and events. But for right now, this has to do. We've got social media and a podcast. And we're so grateful for that. So it's all good. But we can't wait for the days when we get to all be together in person. With that said, let's all do our best to be careful the next couple months. I know here people are so excited that things are opening back up and getting back out there. But just wear a mask, stay healthy, and like let's all try our best to stop the spread because we want to go to concerts.
Yeah.
I will not be able to handle it if we lose our BTS tickets, Charity.
I know. Oh my gosh.
Like my biggest nightmare is that announcement that we have to fight for tickets.
I can't. I cannot.
I'm not looking forward to it. There's a car alarm going on outside. If you guys can all hear that, apologies. Okay. We'll be back next week. Every Thursday, new episodes drop. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for welcoming us into your homes, into your house, and being a part of our lives. We really, really, really appreciate it. We love our Queendom so, so much. And if you like 90s cowboy hats and fedoras, I still love you. It's all. I do. I love you no matter what, Queendom. We're so, so grateful for you. Thank you for listening. Listen to Bacon's album all weekend. It'll get you through whatever's happening. And we will talk to you next week. Stay safe. Love you. Bye.
Bye.